Labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
MJ.
Three-three ball game. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Jackson Holliday leads off for Baltimore. And a breaking ball from Colin Ray is pounded foul up the first baseline. It's 0-1. Holliday, you know the story by now, for his first 12 since being called up by the Orioles this week. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Got a cutter in, and it's nothing and two on Holliday. Takes his time out, steps out of the box, and adjusts his gloves before getting back in there. Left-handed hitting 20-year-old. Ray's 0-2 pitch, and did he go? He did not. Fastball elevated. Ray tried to get him to chase upstairs. He didn't go there. One ball and two strikes on Holliday. Ray brings home the pitch and got him looking. Breaking ball on the outside corner, and Holliday now 0 for 13 with 9 strikeouts to start his big league career. Another ortho ASAP strikeout for Colin Ray, his fifth. And now here's Gunnar Henderson. First pitch to Henderson is lined back up the middle, hits the mound. Adames almost got to it, but it sneaks through and into center field for a base hit. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you from Oriole Park at Camden Yards, a 3-3 ball game in the bottom of the fifth. Adley Rutschman, the batter, and the first pitch to him is a sweeper in there for strike one. Runner at first is Henderson. He's there with one out. Rutschman is 1 for 2 today. He is 3 for 7 in the series with a home run that came yesterday. Ray looks in, and the 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. And it's nothing and two. Rutschman is going to use his timeout now. Kind of stretching out just a little bit after that last swing. And now he climbs back into the box. Colin Ray has competed well over the course of this afternoon against a very good Orioles lineup. 0-2. Missed outside. It's 1-2. So much attention has been placed on Corbin Burnes and him making this start against his former team today. But the start to the year of Colin Ray, on top of what he did last year, should not be overlooked. Spin and a throw to first, and Henderson is back in time. Always good to get back to baseball season. You dust off that lawn furniture, clean up the grill, and then, of course, stock up on great-tasting sausage from Usinger's. Not a game without tailgating. It's not tailgating without Usinger's. 1-2 pitch, way outside. Snagged nicely by Sanchez. And it's 2-2 here on Rutschman. Rutschman, a very dangerous hitter. We've given you the stat about 95 straight series for the Orioles without being swept, dating back to May of 2022. That lines up with when they called up Adley Rutschman. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball foul up the first baseline. Stays at 2-2 on Rutschman. Henderson with his lead from first. There he goes, 2-2. Ground ball foul. Boy, that pitch got in on Rutschman, and somehow he got his hands in and made contact. He's going to get a new baseball bat. Stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Just an absolutely perfect day for baseball in Baltimore. Could not ask for a better day. It was 81 degrees at first pitch. It's climbed a few degrees since then. Ray looks in. Here's the 2-2 pitch. High fly ball, but foul down that right field line. And it stays at 2-2. Good battle going on right now between Rutschman and Colin Ray. Rutschman, a switch hitter, up there as a lefty. The pitch, swing and a miss. There goes the runner. The throw to second, not in time. He strikes out Rutschman for the second out of the inning. Henderson steals second. It was a very close play at second base, and Pat Murphy holding things up for a moment to see if they want to challenge this. They will not. An ortho ASAP strikeout for Colin Ray, his sixth. And Gary Sanchez is going to come out and chat quickly here with Colin Ray before Santander comes to the plate. Trips to the mound presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook, state-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee. Don't miss the grand opening in May. Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a new era of sports betting. So that visit is over between Sanchez and Ray. And now Santander, who's 0 for 8 in this series, steps in. Runner at second and 2 outs. First pitch. Up and away, it's 1-0. Henderson stands at second base, a 3-3 ball game, Brewers and Orioles. 1-0 pitch. High fly ball, but foul down the right field line. Got out in front of a curveball and hit it a long ways. But a long ways foul. 1-1. Santander climbs back into the batter's box. Ray's pitch is a ground ball to first, gobbled up by Hoskins to his feet. He'll run to the bag and retire Santander. And Colin Ray gets through the bottom of the fifth unscathed. We go to the sixth, tied at 3 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance. What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Shop Pick and Save for your tailgate. Earn a free Brewers ticket for every $50 spent with your Fresh Perks card at Pick and Save now through April 16. Visit pickandsave.com/brewers for full details. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams, all of your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.com to learn more.
3 as we go to the top of the sixth inning. The sixth inning is the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. Our contestant is Jeff Horning from Appleton. Jeff will win a gift card jackpot of $50 if a member of the crew hits a home run this inning, and $100 added to the total for each additional home run. Corbin Burns is out of this game. Jacob Webb takes over on the mound for the Orioles. And the first pitch to Gary Sanchez in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Webb's 0-1 pitch is lined into right for a base hit for Gary Sanchez. So a good start to the sixth for the crew. Leadoff man aboard yet again. The only inning the Brewers have not had the leadoff man aboard is back in the sixth. Brewers have had a lot of opportunities in this game, and even though they've been so good all season long with runners in scoring position, just 2 for 13 today. That is an outlier to the start of this season for the crew. Here's Bryce Terang. And the first pitch to him, squared to bunt, took a strike. It's 0-1. Burns goes 5 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. For Corbin, only 2 of those runs were earned runs. Sanchez gets his lead from first. Here's the 0-1. And he misses down and in. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. Terang had that bunt single back in the fourth. It found him standing at second base after the throwing error on Burns. The 1-1. Ground ball gobbled up by the first baseman Mountcastle. He'll throw it to the shortstop Henderson for one. The relay back to first. Too tall and Terang too fast. So Terang able to stay out of the double play. And reaches on a fielder's choice. And of all the outcomes after that ball left the bat, that's not the preferred one, but it's not the worst case scenario. You trade a lot of speed on the base paths, or you gain a lot of it by trading out Sanchez for Terang over at first. So 3-6 on the put out at second base, and here's Joey Ortiz, the former Oriole. There goes the runner. Ground ball through the right side and into right field. Terang turns second. He's on his way to third, and a beautifully executed hit and run by the crew. Terang took off. Ortiz rolled that through the right side, and it was almost like it was the 1980s for a second here at Camden Yards. Wow. Probably be more apt to say 1990s here at Camden Yards, but Drew French, the pitching coach, is on his way out for a visit to chat with Jacob Webb. And the Brewers doing a little bit of everything in this game. Long ball, the get caught in the rundown at second and dash for home play. Now a little hit and run as well. Trips to the mound presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a state-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee. Don't miss the grand opening in May. Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a new era of sports betting. Pretty lengthy conversation going on right now between Drew French and Jacob Webb before Joey Weimer comes to the plate here. Another at bat with a runner in scoring position now for the Brewers. And a great opportunity in a 3-3 ball game to try and take the lead here in the top of the sixth. They'll leave the infield back with Weimer at the plate. Webb kicks and delivers and missed away with a slider. It's 1-0. Talked to Joey before the game today. Of course, that retooled swing, we talked a lot about it over the course of spring training. He said he's starting to feel more and more natural with it. There goes the runner. 1-0 pitch is a strike. Throw to second is in time, and Terang didn't dash for third. So he's still at third, and Ortiz thrown out trying to steal second base. I'm really surprised Rutschman threw through again. And maybe the Brewers were as well. So that is a big second out. And a 1-1 count here on Weimer. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball popped up. Shallow right field. Mountcastle, the first baseman, backpedaling. He's going to make the catch in fair territory. And the inning is over. Brewers had a good start to the top of the sixth, but they end up stranding Terang at third. We go to the bottom of six. Still tied at three on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addish & Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addish & Jones and Signature Homes by Addish & Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addish & Jones, then
call the Movers.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Podcasts.
High school and college students, Brewers have your school plans, your after school plans covered at least, with $9 student special tickets. Take advantage of this offer at any weekday home game, courtesy of UW Credit Union. Grab your seats today at Brewers.com. 3-3 ball game, bottom of the sixth. And Ryan O'Hearn leads off for the Orioles against Colin Ray. Ray's first pitch missed outside. It's 1-0. Ray out there for a sixth inning. Pitch count in good shape. He's only at 77. It is currently quiet in the Brewers bullpen. It is not quiet in the Orioles pen. 1-0. Liner, and leaping and making a catch is Bryce Terang. Didn't even time the jump perfectly, but he was able to catch it on the way back down. And that is a big first out for Colin Ray. And there's one away for Ryan Mountcastle. Ray looks in. Righty versus righty matchup here. The pitch nailed the outside corner. It's 0-1. Don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. Seven cheeseburgers and two orders of fries for just $17.99. Win, lose, home or away. 0-1, tapped foul over near the Orioles dugout. And it's 0-2. Visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. And now time called by Mountcastle. And he steps back into the box. No balls and two strikes on the Orioles' first baseman. The pitch. And he missed low. That was a two-seam fastball. One ball and two strikes. Ray kicks the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Rolled out toward first. Ray off the mound, fields backhanded throw to first to get him in time. Wow, what a play by Colin Ray. Tapped into no man's land up the first baseline. Ray was the only player that had a shot at it. Hoskins also did a nice job of staying put at first and took the feed from Ray, and that is a big second out here in the bottom of the sixth. And now two down and nobody on for Colton Cowser. Sanchez comes out for a brief chat. Adamas joins in on that. Brewers starting to scramble some bodies down in that bullpen. Brewers already into the Orioles bullpen. A 3-3 ballgame. This has been everything you hoped the finale of this series could be so far. Kowser's a dangerous hitter, but he's 0-2 today. First pitch to him. Breaking ball missed down and away, and it's 1-0. Here comes a 1-0 pitch. Popped him up, fouling out of play. Down that left field line, it's 1-1. Colin goes for a little walk behind the mound. Action has begun in the Brewers' pen. Brian Hudson starting to play catch. 1-1, missed outside, two balls and one strike. Kowser in the midst of a five-game hitting streak. He's had a monster week. 9 hits over that stretch. This one missed. And it's 3-1 now. Ray, pitch count climbing. He's at 86 pitches. Brings home the pitch. Missed low and away. And Kowser will work the two-out walk. First walk issued by Colin Ray this afternoon. He's done a great job of limiting damage when he's gotten into any kind of trouble. That was really only the first inning. He gave up the solo home run in the second and the solo home run in the third. As Sanchez is going to come out and chat, as is the rest of the infield, before Mullins comes to the plate. And it appears this might be it for Colin Ray. Pat Murphy is on his way out of the dugout to the mound. And with Cedric Mullins coming to the plate, Colin Ray's day may very well be done. In a 3-3 ball game and a runner at first, Pat Murphy will take the ball from Ray. And Brian Hudson is going to come into this game. It is a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. They're proud to support the Brewers and remind you that when the Brewers are on, your hands are for high-fiving, not scrolling. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Tied at 3, bottom of the 6, 1 on, 2 outs on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game day, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Brian, why are you stacking books on the floor?
I want to stand while I work. Standing desks are all the rage these days.
Well, it's a good thing that these desks move up and down. You did know that, right?
What? They do?
Yeah. We're not messing around here.
This is great. Now, only if I had a chair to swivel around in.
Do you just not pay attention to everybody else's desks?
Well, no wonder I'm not getting much done these days.
Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, the official moving and furniture provider of GKB Milwaukee.
Hudson is on for the crew. Runner at first is Colton Kowser. Two outs, a 3-3 ball game here in the bottom of the sixth. Colin Ray pitched very well, competed very well this afternoon. Now Hudson trying to finish off the sixth inning against the left-handed hitting Mullins. And a swing and a miss at a breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Hudson has been so good for the crew so far this year. 1.35 ERA for him. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And he missed a little bit high with a fastball. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Couser at first base with two outs. Hudson set at the belt, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good sweeper down below the zone. Mullen swung over the top of it. He homered earlier in this game, back in the second, and is 1-for-2. Dangerous hitter who's been swinging it very well over the last week or so. Now a pick over to first, and back in time is Couser. Hudson toes the rubber, looks in. And the 1-2 pitch. Did he go? Didn't matter. Called third strike. Sweeper caught the outside corner. Mullins having words for Alex McKay. Brian Hudson comes in and does the job. A huge strikeout to close the book on Colin Ray here this afternoon. To the seventh we go. We're tied at 3 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, 5 times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit pacebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
He struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We got a great one in Baltimore. We go to the seventh, tied at 3. And Yennier Cano takes over on the mound for the Orioles. And taking over on the mic, here's Josh Maurer.
Thank you, Lane. It'll be 9-1-2 against the hard-throwing native of Cuba. Cano making his first appearance of the series. He's one of the best that the Orioles have in their bullpen, though. Blake Perkins, William Contreras, and Rhys Hoskins do. And it starts with Perkins, who squares the bunt, drops it in the box, but it's a foul ball. Never got outside of that batter's box. And it's nothing in one. Rutschman, the catcher, picked it up, threw it to first, and some in the crowd thought that Perkins was out. But he's not. 0-1 on Blake. He's gone 1-for-2. He singled and scored back in the third. Well, if you're just joining us, as the Brewers try for this 3-game sweep in Baltimore, we have been tied since the top of the fourth, when a throwing error on Corbin Burns plated the tying run. Cano, big, tall right-hander. The 0-1 pitch. High fly ball deep into right field. Santander, he's back on the track. To the wall. Look out. Look out. That ball's gone. And the Brewers have the lead thanks to Blake Perkins. Into the seats in right, a solo home run. It's 5-4 Milwaukee. 4-3 Milwaukee. Yeah, Blake Perkins tried to bunt on the first pitch. He didn't get it in fair territory. The very next one from Yennier Cano, he hit it out. That's his second home run. They've each come on this trip. Nobody on, nobody out, and William Contreras takes low. Brewers lead 4-3. That's the score. First run in this game since the fourth. And now Contreras, who's gone 1-for-2, takes a strike. 1-1. He homered to lead off the game. His first three plate appearances came against Corbin Burns. Later struck out and walked. Base is empty, nobody out. And a swing and a miss. 1-2. What a trip Blake Perkins has had. Unbelievable series in Cincinnati when he got the opportunity. Was on base time and again. 4-for-7 with a walk. 1-2 pitch is low on Contreras. And then Christian Yelich injuring his back in the opener here in Baltimore, allowing more playing time for Blake Perkins. And he just delivered one of his biggest swings. 2-2 pitch. Low. Contreras laid off the breaking ball, and the count goes full. Cano getting the sign from Adley Rutschman. The 3-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. Off speed, 90 miles an hour. The bottom just falling off of that changeup. And Cano bounces back to strike out Contreras for the first out in the seventh. That brings up Rhys Hoskins. For every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee, making a difference to fight hunger in our community. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. The difference right now provided by Blake Perkins. Brewers have had a hard time getting hits with runners in scoring position today, as we've talked about. So no one count on Hoskins, who has doubled in three at-bats, and he takes low. Over the first six innings, Milwaukee 2-for-14, hitting with a runner in scoring position, which has been such a departure from what we've seen. So then they just used a solo homer to get the lead. Nobody needed to be in scoring position for that run to cross. Pitch is low, and it's 2-1. Hoskins' double back in the first was nearly a homer. 2-1, strike called. Fastball caught the outside corner barely, 2-2. Playing on this beautiful, cloudless, and warm Sunday afternoon in Baltimore, Maryland. Temperature in the low 80s. Yennier Cano's 2-2 pitch. Broken bat grounder hit to second base. That was in on the hands. Two bounces and played by Jackson Holliday, who takes care of Hoskins with a good throw to first. Two out, and it brings up Sal Frelick. Brewers have now hit 7 home runs in this series as they go for the sweep. They had 11 runs in both of the wins Friday and Saturday. 4 today. 4-3 they're in front, but 2 more homers. And here's Sal Frelick swinging a chopper over the mound at the shortstop. Gunnar Henderson fields behind the bag, wide throw to first, but Mountcastle able to hold the base as he catches it with his foot. And the inning is over as Frelick is out 6-3. However, the Brewers take the lead. Second time today they've been in front, and it's courtesy of a Blake Perkins solo home run. We're going to the bottom half of the seventh, and it's Milwaukee 4, Baltimore 3 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Golfers are excited about playing Sweetgrass and Sage Run.
book your early season golf adventure today. Early season runs May 3rd through May 24th. Stay and play golf packages start at $110. Add to your experience a post-round massage at the Drift Spa. Enjoy a steak and cold beer, then time with your friends at your favorite table games. Visit islandresortgolf.com and take a drive.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
Brewers baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Going to the bottom of the seventh inning, and Ebner Uribe is entering the game with a 4-3 lead. Brewers bringing in a man who's been their ninth inning pitcher for the first couple of weeks in the season in the seventh inning. Welcome back. The seventh inning stretch presented by islandresortgolf.com. Fans of relaxing summer sports, time to book your stay and book a golf package for Sweetgrass and Sage Run. For best availability, visit islandresortgolf.com today. So Uribe takes over for Brian Hudson, who only faced one batter and leaves in line for a win. He struck out Cedric Mullins to end the sixth. And now it's Ebner, who comes into appearance number six. He's 1-0, 3 out of 4 in save opportunities. Given up 3 runs and 5 hits in 5 innings, though. And in he comes in the seventh inning. Very interesting. He'll face the 8, 9, and 1 hitters. Jordan Westberg, Jackson Holliday, and Gunnar Henderson are due up. The next Brewers giveaway is here. Be one of the first 30,000 ticketed fans through the gates Saturday, April 27th, and get a City Connect Tumbler Cup, courtesy of Quick Trip. So when I say the next Brewers giveaway is here, it's not here yet. It's at the end of the month, because we got another homestand starting tomorrow. Before that, Padres in town Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But then, in a few weeks, Saturday, April 27th, come out, get the tumbler. Yankees coming. Get your seats at Brewers.com. Ebner throws and misses. Ball one on Jordan Westberg as we begin the bottom of the seventh. The home run from Blake Perkins has given the Brewers the 4-3 lead. 1-0 pitch. Beautiful fastballs in for a strike. 100 miles an hour on that two-seamer. Westberg has lined out and struck out. Uribe with a 1-1. Strike again, 100 again on the radar gun. You never get tired of seeing triple digits. And we should never get too used to it, because it's something special. 1-2 on Westberg, the pitch. Swung on it, he got a piece of the slider and just able to squib it foul back to the backstop. Just his second year in the big leagues for Mr. Uribe. The 1-2 pitch. Ground ball, base hit. Hung the slider, and Westberg put a great swing on it to hit it between third base and shortstop and into left field, and the tying runner is aboard here for the Orioles. Great job there by Westberg. That was his fifth hit of this series. He's 5-for-12. That's so impressive. When you're behind Uribe after those two consecutive 100-mile-an-hour sinkers, spoiled a slider, and then he got one he could handle. Then here comes the rookie Jackson Holliday, who struck out twice. And he'll take low on a slider from Uribe. Colin Ray went the first 5 2/3 innings for the Brewers today. And two of his 6 strikeouts came against this rookie, Holliday. The 1-0. Hit on the ground right side and through for a base hit. Going first to third is Westberg with the tying run. The crowd goes crazy. It's the first major league hit for the top prospect in Major League Baseball, Jackson Holliday, and he hit it off Abner Uribe. Perfectly placed on the ground and pulled through the right side between Terang and Hoskins. And it was a big one, too. Standing ovation from the paid crowd of 35,085 watching on a sunny Sunday at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. They've just seen Jackson Holliday's first hit. If you were with us earlier, Lane told you that his dad, Matt, great player in his own right, is watching from the front row and sitting next to Cal Ripken Jr. The batter is Gunnar Henderson. And the pitch misses. 99 from Uribe, ball one. So the Brewers lead 4-3, but Abner's going to have to do some great work here to keep that advantage. Henderson is 1-for-2, and he's been hit by a pitch. Throw it first, not in time to get Jackson Holliday, who runs well. He was back in safely standing up. Gunnar Henderson, last year's Rookie of the Year, waits, and he lines a base hit into right field. On a hop in front of Frelick, the tying run, Westberg scores. First to third goes Holliday, throw from Frelick, not in time. It's an RBI single by Gunnar Henderson, and we're tied at four here in the seventh. Well, the Brewers bring in their closer normally in the seventh inning. And three straight have gotten hits here for the Orioles, and now they're on the doorstep of taking the lead back. A clean line drive pulled into right by Gunnar Henderson. He's on base for the third time today, and great base running by Jackson Holliday. The Brewers are wondering if he was actually out at third, and here comes Pat Murphy out of the dugout, calling the umpires together. It was a great throw from right field by Sal Frelick, and I think we might get a challenge. Meanwhile, Chris Hook, the pitching coach, has come out to talk to Abner Uribe after the inauspicious beginning to his outing. He'll be charged with his second blown save of the year. But again, this one in a seventh inning role and not the ninth. They're actually not challenging the call at third base. Both umpires, home plate Alex McKay, third base crew chief Vic Carapazza, came in to talk to Pat Murphy. I thought it was about to play at third. I'm not sure what Murph might have been arguing. So no challenge. That's an RBI hit for Gunnar Henderson. And great base running by Jackson Holliday, too. That was not a ball that I thought he'd be able to get to third on. But he represents the go-ahead run 90 feet away. Henderson also at first, and here comes Adley Rutschman with Chris Hook back in the dugout. First pitch. Ground ball hit to shortstop. It'll give the Orioles the lead. Fielded by Adames, it should be a double play. He'll tag second for one, throw to first for two. It is a double play, but Rutschman has plated the go-ahead run. It's 5-4 Baltimore in the bottom of the seventh. Brewers left the middle infielders back, so they conceded the go-ahead run, as you'd expect, still with six outs left to work with. And they trade the two outs for that run. And in the end, that base running that I was just talking about from Jackson Holliday may directly lead to that go-ahead tally that Baltimore just plated. So two runs against Uribe have made it 5-4. Base is empty now with two out, and Anthony Santander's up there, and he's taken two balls. It's 2-0. Brewers took the lead in the top of the inning. Baltimore's grabbed it right back in the bottom of the seventh. The 2-0 pitch. Ground ball towards first. Behind the bag. Played backpedaling by Hoskins beautifully, and he leads Uribe to the bag with a perfect throw for the outs. 3-1 on the hookup. That'll end the inning, as Santander is 0-for-4. But three hits, including the first of the major league career by Jackson Holliday, have made it a two-run rally and a 5-4 Orioles lead as we head to the eighth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Baseball is back, and so are Brewers Military Sundays. Every Sunday home game this season, all active duty military veterans and first responders can get half-off tickets in select seating locations. Check out the full schedule and get your seats at brewers.com/military. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Hey, Bob, what are you planting over there?
Oh, hey, Tony, check out my brat farm.
Brat farm?
Yeah, got some nice Usinger's Cajuns over there, some pre-cooked here, and my favorites, the Mr. Baseball's brats right there by the canned corn.
Do you think they're actually going to grow?
Oh, you betcha. You should see some of the knockwurst I got out of here last year.
That's amazing.
Hey, this green thumb isn't just from foul tips, buddy.
I usually get my Usinger's brats at the store.
If you can't grow them, buy them. Whatever works, man.
Usinger's and baseball. It's just not summer without them.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless. Less is more.
Baltimore 5, Milwaukee 4 to the 8th. Here's Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. Willie Adames to lead things off here in the top of the eighth. He takes inside from Cano, who's still on the mound for the Orioles. It's one ball and no strikes. And Willie takes a strike. It's 1-1. Adames today 1-for-3, had a base hit back in the fourth. Brewers took the lead in the top of the seventh on a solo home run from Perkins, but the Orioles came back with a couple of runs in the bottom of the seventh. And now Cano is swatting at some bugs as he backs off the mound. And I believe Alex McKay is going to wave off the pitch clock there. Normally that might have been a pitch clock violation, but not the case. 1-1, swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. You can't disengage with nobody on base, but Alex McKay deemed that a viable reason to do so. 1-2 on Adames. Swing and a slow roller up the third baseline. Going to be a tough play for Westberg. Picks those to first. Not in time. Another hit for Willie Adames in this series. He's got 8 hits in this series now. Second infield hit today, and yet again the Brewers have the leadoff man aboard. This is incredible. They've had the leadoff man on in every inning save for the second inning today. Just 4 runs to show for it on 10 hits. They've out hit the Orioles. And now here's Gary Sanchez. Adames gets his lead from first, and Cano's pitch to Sanchez in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Toss over to first, and Willie is back in time. Now today's eighth inning brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, representing 9,000 skilled union laborers throughout Wisconsin. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org. That's L-I-U-N-A, and feel the power. Sanchez, a swing and a miss. At a two-seam fastball, it's 0-2. They are doing the wave here at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. That is the noise you hear in the background right now. They're Orioles with a 5-4 lead, trying to salvage a game out of this series. 0-2, ground ball foul up the third baseline. We'll do it again. The Orioles have not been swept in a regular season series since May of 22, 95 series. Now, they were swept in the ALDS last year by the Texas Rangers on their way to the World Series. But not in the regular season have they been swept. 0-2 pitch. Sanchez, a fly ball out to center. Mullins retreating, now backpedaling. Underneath of it, right on the edge of the warning track to make the catch. No tag from Adames. He'll stay put at first. One away for Bryce Terang. Terang has a hit today. He's one for three. And Brandon Hyde has popped out of the dugout. And that appears to be all for Yennier Cano, as the left-hander's been warming in that Orioles bullpen, and the call to the pen has been made. It's a U.S. Cellular call to the pen. They're proud to support the Brewers. When the game is on, notifications go off. Enjoy the game with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us. It'll be the left-hander Danny Colom coming into the game for the Orioles. They have a 5-4 lead, top of the eighth inning, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months, or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt, and just 100 calories a can. Carbless has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbless at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbless. Less is more.
Hey, how was practice, guys?
It was hot.
Yeah, I felt like I was melting.
Would you like something to cool you off?
Yeah, that'd be great, Mom. Can we stop at the pool?
How about something colder?
Ice cream, Cedar Crest ice cream.
Good guess, Arlo. How about some delicious Cedar Crest cake pints?
Yeah!
Great, let's head home.
Aren't we stopping at the store?
Nope, I've got a freezer full of Cedar Crest cake pints at the house.
Look for Cedar Crest new cake pints like Red Velvet, Black Forest, and more at your local grocer.
5-4, Orioles lead it, top of the eighth inning. Brewers have a runner at first and one out. And Bryce Terang at the plate to face Danny Colom. Left-handed pitcher. Sets up on the third base side of the rubber, looks at first, and now brings home the first pitch to Terang. It's down and away, and it's 1-0. Terang has had a very good road trip. 8 hits on this trip. Wind has really picked up in the last couple of innings. It is blowing out to right significantly. Pitch lined into left center field. Going to be a long run for Mullins, and he will run it down in the gap in left center. Got a great jump. That was not an easy play. He had to cover a lot of ground. A very good swing from Bryce Terang. But Mullins able to get there and make the catch for the second out. Now here's Joey Ortiz. Well, it's baseball season, also known as Shandy season, baseball fans. Leinenkugel Summer Shandy. A refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's flavor of the moment. First pitch from Colom. Missed inside with a sweeper. It's 1-0. Brewers would not say no to another long ball here. Try to flip this score back to a one-run lead. Ortiz still looking for his first career long ball. The 1-0. In there with a strike, and it's 1-1. Facing his former team, he has been very good this weekend. Has 4 hits in this series. Something to prove for Joey Ortiz. The 1-1. Breaking ball missed high. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. He has been off to a very good start with the crew. Chance to try and play hero here in the top of the eighth. 2-1. Popped him up. Behind home plate, this will reach the seats and out of play. And it's 2-2 on Ortiz. Ortiz, a very good prospect in the Orioles organization when the Brewers acquired him in the Burns trade. Just blocked. There's so many good young players in this Orioles organization right now. 2-2. Down in the dirt. Moving towards second is Adames. Throw's going to be late. It'll be a wild pitch on Coulomb. And Adames gets himself into scoring position here. Brewers would take just tying this game back up with a base hit from Ortiz. Brewers just 2-for-14 with runners in scoring position today. They have been so good in that category all season long. Another at bat with a runner in scoring position here now for Ortiz. Takes a big deep breath before he gets back into the box. Good battle going here between him and Coulomb. The 3-2. Swing and miss. Got him with a sweeper, and the inning is over. Pretty good pitch executed by Coulomb. It would have been ball four, but that's a tough one to lay off of if you're Joey Ortiz. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's a 5-4 Orioles lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew! Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
You get your podcast.
Five to four Orioles. And Hobie Milner takes over on the mound for the Brewers here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And so Ramon Urias is going to pinch hit against Milner. And Urias, a right-handed hitter, takes outside with a curveball. And it's 1-0. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Urias, the older brother of former Brewer Luis Urias, 1-1 missed high, 2 balls and 1 strike. At one point was the third baseman here in Baltimore, but now really just a bench player for Brandon Hyde. Useful player off the bench, though. 2-1. Up and away, 3 balls and 1 strike. On Ramon Urias. He's off to a slow start this year. As Craig Kimbrell starting to get loose in the Orioles bullpen. 3-1. Ground ball through the left side and into left field for a base hit. So Urias leads it off with a single. And he's aboard for Ryan Mountcastle. Nothing warms up a spring day like a Usinger brought hot off the grill. Grab it off that grill, dip it in some Pine River cold pack cheese spread. Who needs a bun? After the heat up, cool off with some Cedar Crest frozen custard. Love that sea salt caramel. Jorge Mateo will pinch run for Urias. And there's some major speed there. Would be shocked if Milner doesn't pick over to first at least once during this sequence. First pitch. Missed low, the curveball to Mountcastle. It's 1-0. Mateo gets his lead. He's being held on by Hoskins.